sunset's not too harsh on my wrinkles, and my hair's hanging down, covered up my jowls. It's okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Highlights. This is Zoe, and this is The Fish, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Don't fret. Jane will be here soon. She will, I promise. She's coming. But while we wait, I'll play some tunes, and we'll be back soon. Hope you enjoy.
I don't want to see your face again, unless you're dancing in a crowd with your best friend, trying to make the past irrelevant. So I picked the weapon sharp enough to cut the tension. I got sick of your silhouette, but my hair stand up every time that you are mentioned. Lately, I feel like the living dead. But secretly, I hope it never, ever, ever ends. Caught me slipping, wasn't sober, but they said the party's over. Nicotine over my face now. Leaving the house, now I'm a loner, but I can't forget how you making my heart move like a greyhound. I need to be careful. You're more like I'm werewolf. And when you come through, everything is teared up. I'm straight from this graveyard. You linger on Bravehearts. I holler at the moon. Don't know what to do.
Girl, I think I need a cigarette. Yeah, doing all these things that I regret. Yeah, heaven sent, but I'm hell bent. Yeah, shoot a silver bullet in my chest. Yeah, I almost forgot that I was nasty. Everything last night distorted, and I thought that I was classy. Why you gotta spite me at me? Happens on the nightly, running in these Nikes. Yeah, I wish that I didn't change the zip code. I wish that I didn't try to go cash out the thrift store. I wish that I didn't have to take off all these rip clothes. I wish that I never, ever, ever let the fifth pour. Now I'm singing.
I need to be careful. They said the party's over, nicotine over my face now. Leaving the house, now I'm a loner, but I can't forget how you making my heart move like a greyhound. And I know you hear the rumors in the way that I would do you, so you know that I can stay around. When they chase me, I maneuver, find a way to get back to you, give you space so that you're safe now. I need to be careful. You're moonlight, I'm werewolf. And when you come through, everything is teared up. I'm straight from this graveyard. You linger on Bravehearts. I howl at the moon. Don't know what to do.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. It might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday, and they said, I'll bet they'll never make it. but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still the world.
Still the one I run to. The one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life.
Still the world.
Still the one that I love. The only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. You're still the one.
When you look me in the eyes,
So that was the Jonas Brothers, When You Look Me in the Eyes. I don't know if you guys remember that one, but it's just so good. And I'm glad that we got to listen to it on this beautiful Thursday morning. Jane's on her way. Don't worry. I promise she'll be here. She's just coming. It's no biggie. But we just hope that you guys are having a great Thursday morning. We hope that you have enjoyed the music we've played so far. And up right now is Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. And I first heard this song when I was watching this movie called... Oh no. I was watching this movie, and it's called... So basically, it's this movie, and it's about these high schoolers in New York, and it's really... And it's kind of like the original Gossip Girl, I'd say. But... And it's called... Don't worry. You guys probably know what it's called, and you're probably like shouting at me to tell me what it's called. But I can't hear because I'm here, and you guys are not. But it's obviously called Cruel Intentions, obviously. And it's a pretty good movie. I'd recommend it. But that's where I first heard this song, and I was like, oh, this is such a good song. So, and I've liked it ever since. That was probably like middle school, I want to say. Late middle school. So, if you like this song, and you, well, a lot of you probably know it already, but if you like this song and you're like, oh, I feel like I'd want to hear this song in the context of a movie, you should watch Cruel Intentions. It's an interesting one. And it has Reese Witherspoon in it, and she's really young, so it's pretty cool. Because she looks so cute. Yeah, so some exciting stuff coming up is that Jane and I have spring break next week, so unfortunately we won't be here for you guys, but we'll be living our best lives. A week from now we'll both be home, but on Saturday we're going to the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana. We're gonna get some beach time, some time in the sun, get some healing going on. The sun heals everything. So we're really excited for that. We're gonna miss the show, obviously, but you know, everyone needs some time in the sun every once in a while. Although it is pretty sunny here at Tufts right now. It's really nice out. It was really gross at the beginning of the week. It rained for like 2 straight full days. But now it's a lot nicer, but it's still kind of muddy, which is gross. So you gotta be careful with the shoes you're wearing. But yeah, it's sunny here, but not sunny the way that we like it. Like how it's gonna be when we go away. So, So basically, that's really exciting. That's coming up. And we're leaving, I don't know if I said this, but we're leaving Saturday, which is so close. It's Thursday already. Literally, in 2 days, like in two full days, Jade and I will probably be at the airport. That's crazy. That's crazy stuff. And what's today? Isn't today St. Patrick's Day? Am I lying? Oh, St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. Okay. Is that always on a Friday? No, it was on a Thursday last year. So yeah, St. Patrick's Day. That's great. Tomorrow. I don't really celebrate that much. I didn't really celebrate until I came to college. I was like, oh my God, St. Patrick's Day. I didn't really like, I mean, I'm from New York City, so like they always had like the crazy people on the street, like always, like growing up, I always saw like those. That was like probably my first time like interacting with drunk people. It was probably St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, so I never really like celebrated it because I thought it was like only for Irish people. Because, you know, when you're like little in elementary school and like your friends who are different like cultures come in and talk about different holidays, like I came and talked about Hanukkah once, like my friend who's Irish talked about St. Patrick's Day once, so I thought it was like only for the Irish to really celebrate, but it's really become a whole thing, which is cool. So yeah, that's exciting. I hope some of you are celebrating that. And then it's crazy because we only got like not that much time left of March. It's already the 16th. And then it's April, and then it's May, and then it's the summer. So if you're not getting some real sun for spring break, you'll get it so soon. It's coming, I promise. It may seem like it's far, but it's coming. And lucky for us, I think Jane is super, super close. Yay! We all miss her so much, but she's coming. I bet you all know this next song. And I'll let it play until Jane comes.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer. But my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
You've been through this before. You gave away all your secrets to someone who up and left you in pieces. I know the feeling, believe me. I know the prices you gotta pay. I'm sacrificing my freedom and all just to get somebody to see me. Nobody said it was easy. My heart's been broken and broken and broken and broken, but I keep on hoping and hoping and hoping and hoping that if it keeps on breaking and breaking and breaking and breaking, then one day it'll open and open and open and open and open for you.
Hey, I know we've both been afraid, but we can run from the wind and the thunder when we're dancing under.
All right. All right. Give me a sec.
Knew you would all, and you had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain, they set you on the treadmill. And they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle.
Hello.
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 Ah, Zoe.
What's up?
Good morning, Tufts.
Wait, something?
No, this is good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why isn't the music playing anymore?
I hear it. WFM, give us a thumbs up. Alright, so sorry for the delay this morning. I was running a little late, but Zoe held down the fort. So thanks so much. We're back and better than ever. It's been like a couple weeks since it's been both of us on air. I wish you guys could see Zoe's face right now. She's like, how do I get my mic on? And
you can hear the music?
Yeah, I can hear the music.
And you can hear yourself?
And I can hear myself.
Uh-huh. I think we're the only one that can do that.
I'm the only one? All right, listeners, please hold for some technical difficulties.
Please hold. We'll be back.
Never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did.
All right. Don't worry about it, guys. There was just a knob that wasn't all the way up. Yeah. Sometimes it's just about tinkering with the knobs.
Tinkering, good word.
Tinkering with the knobs.
All right, that last song we played was Rain by Ben Platt.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time faves. Huge Ben Platt kind of girl. Although I did hear that he's not that nice in real life. I hate
Oh,
when
no.
I know.
That's the worst.
Right? Because I love him.
Yeah, that's don't meet your heroes. That's what they say.
Do they say that?
Yeah, don't. Don't never meet your heroes because you'll be disappointed.
Oh, that's kind of a negative outlook. I kind of hate that.
I don't know. It's just they say.
Don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes, guys.
Fair enough. So last night, I was doing my laundry, putting my clothes in the laundry machine, which was long overdue. I, like, really needed to do it, and I, like, put my Tide Pods in. Yeah, I'm into Tide Pods these days. We could talk about that after, but let me finish the story. And I turn around, I shut the door, I go to, like, swipe my card to start paying for the laundry machine, and I see none other but Zoe Fisher standing right behind me, and I was like, oh my god, Zoe, I haven't seen you in days.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
I hadn't seen Jane in days, and I'm just, all the laundry machines were, I'll tell my perspective of the story.
Yeah, now. Please.
So basically, all the washing machines, they were full. So I'm standing there waiting for this other girl to take all her laundry out and put in the dryer,
yeah.
Right? As you do. And I see this other, like, little girl. She's standing there. She's putting her stuff in. I'm like, shoot, she got one. But it was fine because another girl was taking her stuff out.
Yeah.
And she turns around, and it's literally Jane's face. Like, it was a girl with Jane's face. I was like, wait, no, that's literally Jane. Because we haven't seen each other in so long.
I know. And then it was like, all right, Zoe, missed ya. So she came back up with me, helped me put my, like, baskets away, all that stuff. And we were like, oh, you know what? We've had a stressful, long week. And, like, we just deserve-
Jane has. Jane's been working so hard.
It's midterm season.
You wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah, like... We've been doing our thing, and we deserved a treat. So what we do, we put our coats on. Well, first waited for our laundry to be done in the washer, put our stuff in the dryer, and then we knew, all right, we have an hour to spare. It's about 7 o'clock. Sun's just starting to set. Thank you, daylight savings.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, so we get on our way, and we start walking into Davis, and we're like, oh, Zoe, I don't know. What should I get for dinner? So we're thinking, and we're like, you know what? We're Jumbos.
Uh-huh.
And don't you think, like, we kind of have to try all the spots?
Every single place.
Yeah.
Because, Jane, what did you say? It's embarrassing if you meet a fellow Jumbo in, like, 10 years, and they're like, oh, like, you remember when we'd all go to blah, blah, blah? And, like, if you've never been there, that's so embarrassing because you were literally there for 4 years. You should have been there at some point.
And you're like, actually, no. Like, I never went there. And they're like, are you kidding? Like, that was the spot. So we're on our adventure, and we decide to go to none other than...
Mortadella Head.
Mortadella Head. Yeah, so we get in there. I'm like, oh, what do I want? This all looks so good.
They all looked crazy. They had some highlights.
Yeah.
Ginormous mozzarella sticks.
Huge.
They had chicken parm mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. And buffalo chicken.
And buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Both sound amazing.
They had, like, these crazy subs. Jane got...
I did. Yeah, so I opted for... And the pizza looked good, too.
The pizza did look,
like,
really
good. Like, the slice one, like, in the counter.
Yeah. It did look really good.
But, yeah, I opted for a sub. It was the Mortadella Head sub. So it was, like, their signature. Fun fact about me, if I'm ever like, ugh, I don't know what to get, this all looks so good, or like, I just want to do something that like, represents the restaurant that I'm at, you can never go wrong if you order the insert restaurant name, right?
The signature, yeah, because it's got to be good if that's what they're putting their name on.
Exactly. Or even, like, if you're at a diner and they're, like, blank diner's famous pancakes. Like, they're really going to advertise their pancakes like that. Like, I'm going to get the pancakes.
Yeah, you know? Because it's awkward if it's bad.
Right?
Because their name's on it.
And, like, that's the best judge of the restaurant. Like,
yeah.
If I got that and I was like, eh, this was mid TBH, then to me, the restaurant as a whole is going to be mid. But I got it and it was fire. What was in it, you ask? They can't ask. They're just listeners.
They're asking, though.
They're asking. So first, chicken parm. No, chicken cutlet.
Oh, actually, the chicken cutlet was so good.
Describe it.
I don't even know. It was like, you know when your chicken cutlet is just like so tender and like the breaded part is just like, like you can like taste the breaded part.
Ugh,
like it's
so
not
crispy.
Just like, oh, it makes it crispy. Like you, like the breaded part has like flavor.
It adds flavor to it. That's a really good point because I didn't think about that. And
but
it's so
it
true.
Did. It's it
so
did. Good. Like it shouldn't just add crispiness. It should add some flavor to the chicken.
So true.
It's so good.
Yeah. It was that. Then I think it was like vodka sauce.
Was vodka sauce.
Vodka sauce drenched like to the point where it like soaked into the bread.
Oh, so good.
Then it was like mozzarella maybe or some sort of melted cheese.
Something.
Eggplant parm on like the top and the mortadella.
And burrata.
And burrata. Oh my god. It was like
It was
unreal. And like the bread.
And it was only
like
nine. It was ginormous and it was $9. Like, you go to Dave's Fresh Pasta and you get a sandwich that's like probably definitely smaller.
Definitely smaller.
And it's like $13.
$13, quality just as good.
Just as good.
Yeah.
I don't think their chicken cutlet would be as good at Dave's.
Honestly, I agree.
Like, that chicken cutlet was insane.
It was.
As soon as I ate it, I was like, that's the best chicken cutlet I've ever had.
She literally said that. I was like, actually? And she was like, right now, yes.
Right now. In the moment, it felt like it.
And a day later, like, over 12 hours later, she
probably.
Still says.
I'm still saying says. It was so, there's something
it
about
so
it.
Good.
It was so good.
Yeah, so definitely we plug Mortadella Head. It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
When next time we go back, which we will be back,
uh-huh.
Defo want to try the mac and cheese.
Well, next time I'll get something too and we'll get two things and split it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I had dinner plans at 8 with my friend Nick and
shout
the
out
girls.
Nick.
Nick and the girls.
Nick
so.
And the gals.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, they had like, right, so it's kind of like a counter style with a couple tables, like casual eating type deal.
Uh-huh.
And they had this freezer of like frozen, or maybe refrigerated. No, I think it was frozen.
I think
like,
it was frozen, yeah.
Lasagnas and like sauces and like chicken parm.
Like to-go food.
Yeah, things that you could take home. And I'd be like, oh my god, when I get a freezer of my own and an oven of my own, I'm just gonna like stock up, keep a couple of these in the freezer, save it for a good time.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly the type of frozen food I want too. It was just amazing.
So good. Everything looks so good. I want like a taste test of everything.
Yeah, and that's
And they have a cool TikTok. One of their TikToks is like 6 million
they're
views.
They're pretty famous.
Yeah.
And on their website it says they like ship out all over. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
So yeah, we'll be back.
We plug. We still plug Dave's, but it's just for a different thing.
Yeah.
I
think Mortadella Head is more comfort food.
Yeah.
Dave's is like gourmet sandwiches and like gourmet food, but this is like I want some chicken cutlet and like some like juicy fries. Oh, also they have a whole section of their menu just for fries.
Yeah.
Like talk
They're
about
crazy.
That.
Crazy. They just like it's comfort food to the max.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Yum Central.
Yum Central. It was so good.
It was really good.
It's important to try the restaurants in your neighborhood because that's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to support the community.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Totally. Yeah, so I was talking about this a little bit before, but Jane and I are about to go on a big trip.
Sure are.
We're excited.
We're very excited.
We're gonna get some sun.
Oh, yeah.
Lay on the beach, go in the ocean, go in the pool.
Play some games.
Play some games. Definitely play some
games. Oh, this is a good topic. Like, what type of beach person are you? Because the way I see it, there are a couple categories. One, type of person that just wants to read a book on the beach. Like,
yeah.
Put their feet in the sand, like, just read a book or
just
like
hang.
Yeah, not really interact, not really socialize. Then there's another person that just wants to, like, lay there and tan. Just, like, nothing else.
Like music in? Like, AirPods
in? Yeah, AirPods in. Not really interacting. Just, like,
yeah.
And can do that for, like, hours and is, like, so content. This is, by the way, not judging anything for any of this.
Yeah, it's just totally. Objective categories.
Some people who will go in the ocean every, like, couple times an hour, I'd say.
Yeah.
Some people who, like, sandcastles or, like... But I was kind of into sandcastles, but I was more into, like, making, like, a little aquarium right on the shore. So, like, making, like, a little boat and, like, letting it come
in.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, so, okay, that's
everything
that I am. And then there's some people who don't like the ocean, but will, like, lay on the beach until they get, like, too hot and crispy and then go in the pool and then run back. DTDP. Different things for different people.
I love playing in I don't think there are many waves in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
It's like the Caribbean. But I love playing in the waves personally. Like when you go to like Long Island. Ooh. ASMR.
Cracking knuckles freak.
No. Jade.
Don't tell them.
I'm not even gonna tell you what she's cracking right now. Do the thumb one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
You guys appreciate that? Like, what's the vibe? No?
Yeah.
Does that ick you out?
Sorry.
We don't want to ick you out so early in the morning.
All right, yeah, you're right. What else? Oh, wait. You know what time it is? That time in
PSA.
The show. PSA. It's time for a PSA. All right. Here we go. WMFO. Let's do... Oh, this is an important one.
Also, I don't know if you've noticed, but the whole time we've been talking, we've been playing some Elton John in the background because our friend Frank, who comes on next...
Shout out Frank.
He told us that once we did that, we played Elton John as, like, our background music, and he loved it. So we just want to keep doing it because it's hard to find background music. Because you don't want it to be too distracting, but you also want to add to the conversation. You don't want the conversation... Because we don't want that static noise, really.
Totally.
So...
Totally.
He gave us good advice, and we're running with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. All right, here's the PSA of the day. Has your daughter... Sorry, restart. Announcer. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI... mammogram or other radiology test, prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. Version 2, also 15 seconds. I may as well read them both.
Yeah.
Learn what you need to know about CT scans, MRI, ultrasounds, mammography, and other radiology tests or other treatments by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org tells you what to expect from your procedure in a clear and detailed way. Visit radiologyinfo.org. Wait, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
I don't know if our listeners attended, but Zoe and our other friend Julia did an amazing job this weekend at TEDx Talks.
Whoa, shout out.
Big shout out. Yeah, I was a... listener. Or
she was a spectator.
Spectator. And it was awesome. And the reason I was like, oh, what does that remind me of? Is because of the talk that was like, know your rights when you go to...
Yeah, there was a big talk about... It was a clinician, a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling us about the rights that we have as when we go in for, especially like sexual health checkups. And, like, the rights you have with doctors and how they shouldn't judge you for your history and you should always feel comfortable. And the acknowledgement that when people come into a doctor's office, they may have had trauma in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have trauma-informed clinic care, basically. And doctors have to be aware, or clinicians, any type of clinician has to be aware of that and be respectful of that, and people have to know that they do have rights. They have rights. They don't, you know, they have
Snaps
the right for doctors to tell them exactly what they're doing, when they're doing it. They have the right to tell the doctor to stop doing that. they have rights.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people should know.
Yeah. And also, this song, Pinball Wizard, there was a talk about pinballing. Yeah, it was really cool. And there was there are two pinball machines in the lobby to mm-hmm. play with. I loved it. If I had a house, I would still get a pinball machine.
Yeah.
We should get a pinball machine for our house next year.
Mm-hmm. We should go to an arcade.
Arcades are so... We should go to Dave and Buster's.
We should go gambling. No, we're too
gambling. We're not 21, silly. There's that Encore.
Wait, have we been on air together since we bought our Quinn tickets?
I don't think so. I think we bought them last time we were on air together.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, because Quinn, 92, going on tour May 5th. Like, pretty much right out during, but in the weekend.
It's like during finals.
Like during finals. Anyway. And Zoe and I bought tickets. I'm so excited.
We're so excited. We both love Quinn.
Yeah,
he's so awesome. Unproblematic. Like, every other male artist has some sort of...
So true.
Except him.
Yeah. So true.
So, yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. He's got great music. I played the first song I played today was Werewolf by Quinn. It's
love
a good song.
Great song.
Great song. Mm-hmm. So, if you like that song, like, and you're in the Boston area on May 5th, maybe you could... get some ticks.
Yeah, and if you want to even like let us know that you're there, we love to meet our fans. So you
just
can
come
even,
up to us, yeah, find us. You don't probably don't us. Even know what we looked like.
The world we never know.
That's kind of crazy.
I know. Like they all.
You
have,
know what they say? Got a face for radio.
Don't meet your heroes, though.
Don't meet your heroes.
We might not.
No,
be
you're
as
gonna
want to
meet us. We're pretty good heroes. I promise.
Because all of our listeners think of us as their heroes.
Uh-huh.
All right, so please, if you want to join us, we can even, like, hang out and go there together to the Quinn concert.
If you guys want to, like, hang out.
Hang out with us.
Do you guys want to take the tea together?
But, yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be in May, a.k.a. Zoe's birth month.
Yeah, I'll be 21. On May 5th, I will be 21 already.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. My birthday is the last day of classes.
Oh.
I feel like that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Let's celebrate.
And it's like a Monday when I like don't have that. I have like one class.
Oh, my God. So that what should we do? Let's plan your B-Day Bash
right
now.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Because no one's got anything on that next day.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact.
And y'all are all invited if you can find us and
if
tell
can-
us five facts about us. They know so much
if
about
you can
us.
Say, if you can say... where you literally know everything about us.
Yeah.
If you can say Jane's address.
Yeah.
Remember when I exposed her? That was a little mean.
Well, if you can do that, then we know you're a real one, and feel free to come to Zoe's birthday bash.
Feel free.
It How may about- or may not be a Dave and Buster's.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I went laser tagging the other weekend, and I was like, I should so have my a laser tag birthday party.
Yeah.
So fun.
That is really fun.
I think we should end with some Quinn. I'm going to queue up some Quinn.
Mm.
Stacy, so good.
I love Stacy. Oh, they shoot. The mic is on. And play Iron and Steel.
Okay.
And, yeah, what else can we tell you? Oh, it's a Thursday, so I'll also be in the info booth today in the Campus Center. If anyone has any questions mm-hmm. about our radio show or about Tufts Campus in general, feel free to stop by the info booth.
You know you can buy $10 movie tickets.
Yes, you can.
Which I didn't know.
Hey! Yeah.
Let us know.
And don't go anywhere, because Frank's got a good lineup coming up for you next in the next hour.
Don't go anywhere. So,
yeah, we'll just end off with some Quinn. And
I'm
going to
skip
good.
This Elton John. Okay. We'll see you in 2 weeks, and we'll tell you about our trip.
Yeah, reminder, we won't be here next week, but there's going to be a great sub, so please continue to listen to WMFO.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Always and forever. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hey.
At the 50-yard line, I saw her feet. She was under the bleachers waiting for me. No, I never get high, but I'm smoking her weed. She been giving this freshman love since last June. The only senior girl with tattoos. Said nobody can find out things that we do. She said, put your hands behind your head. Let me blow your mind, kid. But don't get too excited. You can call me Stacy. You can call me love. You can call me baby. And all of the above. You can call me late night. And I'll be at your door. You can call me anything or anything you want. Just don't call me yours. It's 3:05 on a Friday, bell rings. Her parents left last night for Palm Springs. She's got the whole house empty for me. My brother, he needed the car, so I ran down 71st as fast as I can. I'm telling her everything I had planned. She said, I know we've been getting close. We can't get no closer. You'll get it when you're older. You can call me Stacy. You can call me love. You can call me baby. And all of the above. You can call me late night. And I'll be at your door. You can call me anything or anything you want. Just don't call me yours. I loved it, celebrated for weeks in a row. Though my life was on the right path, but now it hurts that I'm alone. When we ended things, I felt it, fell asleep at the way through the snow. And despite all the things I wanted, it still hurts that I'm alone. I understood we were all of that, all of that, all of that, oh yo. Now there's no reason you call me back, call me back, call me back, no, no. If you and I are still alive, let's make it right. Need you by my side somewhere. But for now there's no reason you would call me back, call me back, call me back, no, no. When I ended things, it felt good. Threw my feelings out windows that day. It's ironic that now I'm stuck here, wiping my tears off photos of your face. When we said goodbye, you hated me. I bet your opinion's still the same. It's ironic that now I'm standing here, writing lyrics that rhyme with your name. I and it still, we were all of that, all of that, all of that, oh yo. Now there's no reason you call me back, call me back, call me back, no, no. If you and I are still alive, let's make it right. Need you by my side somewhere.